Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
It's episode 57 of the Gray and Green Show. It's the holiday season.
I can't believe it's 57.
I know. We've been doing this for so long.
I know.
I'm so old.
I feel old.
I do too. It's snowing in Grand Rapids. It's like, we're supposed to get like 8 inches of snow today.
No.
It's nuts. Whoa. I know. It's nuts.
I hate the snow.
Do you hate it?
I hate it.
Like, would you live in a warm climate?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
See, I like the snow for the holidays, but then like mid-March, seriously, suck it. I'm done.
I would live somewhere that gets like Nashville. They're pretty warm.
I love
Nashville.
They get down
to the 40s though sometimes.
Yes.
I could do that.
You could do the 40s.
Where it's fall all the time.
I'm kind of like that in North Carolina. North Carolina, The winter, they get a little bit of snow, but it's not a ton.
Right.
And you don't need a wool parka or, you know, to wear one of those ski masks so just your nose is out. you actually can like live life because Sometimes it gets so flipping cold here.
It does.
When you're walking from the parking garage to the radio station in the city, my nose hair freezes in the morning. Swear to God, like straight up, like I don't have boogers, but like my nose hair like starts to freeze.
It's just frozen.
It is.
And that's why you don't ever park in the garage anymore.
I know. I parked in the garage today. I parked in the parking garage. It's a very big day. I am so tired because I've been parking downtown, like right outside the radio station.
Yeah, every time I come in, I see your car parked. I'm like, she didn't park in the garage again? We're paying for that garage.
I'm paying for two parking spots. So
I always get tickets when I use Park Mobile. Always.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you get my tricks. I got tricks.
Here's the thing. It'll say expired. And then I go to redo it and it says, car already parked in this spot.
Yes.
For like 7 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to stop it before the meter runs out.
Oh, so stop before it runs out.
If
then
you have
restart
like
it?
30 seconds left, you can stop it and restart it.
And then it lets you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the key.
But I parked in the garage because I don't want to wipe snow off my car.
No.
Eight inches of snow? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
I know. I'm ready for the holidays. I'm off for like a whole week.
When?
Between Christmas and New Year's. I've got that whole week off and so Aaron and I are taking Quinn up north.
If Christmas is on a Monday, you're off that week?
Yes.
What are you doing for New Year's?
I have no plans.
Me neither, but I have a babysitter.
You do?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You don't know?
I don't know yet. My mom said, hey, New Year's Eve, we want to do dinner, but we're going to go at 4 so we beat the crowds.
I think your mother sounds like me.
That's what she said. And she goes, because it gets crazy. But what's going to be home the rest of the night, if you want to drop her off at like 7.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
Yeah, and pick her up relatively early, I'll watch her overnight. And I was like, what are we going to do next?
Mom of the Year award. That's tight.
Mama needs a new dress.
Oh, damn.
Let's go.
Okay, so I was at Nordstrom the other day, and they have like the best dresses right now. That crushed velvet, I'm telling you, it's in.
Girl,
I
just
love
bought
it.
A red velvet dress from Express.
Oh, I'm into it.
I love it.
I
wear it for New Year's.
Love it.
I have
extended family that's coming in town for New Year's because they're like doing Christmas over that weekend.
Could anyone watch Quinny Boo and we could all
maybe,
go out?
Possibly.
I want to do something fun, but I'm going on a cruise the following. Here's the other thing, is we agreed to it, and then Jim's like, I feel really guilty, because we're leaving Greenlee for a really long time on our cruise.
How long?
9 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mom's watching.
Will you cry?
Days. Oh, yeah. I'm really nervous about it. The longest I've ever left her is 3 days.
Okay.
So 9 days is like a really long time. The good thing is my dad works in Caledonia where I live, and our daycare's there, too. So he's like, well, you know, if Sheila, that's my mom, has to work, I can drop Greenlee off at daycare, right?
Uh-huh.
On the way to work and pick her up on the way home. So her schedule would pretty much be the same for the week that we're gone.
That's good.
She'll still go to daycare every day.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that'll make it a little easier on her.
Yeah.
But I'm just nervous. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Well, we paid for the Wi-Fi on the boat so that way we can FaceTime her every day.
Oh, good. That's worth it.
Yeah. And I think my mom said, she's like, I think that'll honestly make a difference. Her seeing you waving and saying, hi, we're here still.
Are you going with other people?
Yeah, we have 13 people.
All of your friends?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's going to be so wild.
Not all of them. I mean, like, you're not going.
I know, but still, yeah.
You should go.
Oh my God, I would love it. But I am actually leaving Quinn for the first time, too. Well, actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this because it's not fully confirmed yet, but I don't think the winner email has been sent, but Aaron's killing it at work, so we're going to Cancun.
What?
Yeah, Aaron, like, beat out. I don't know. He did something. He did a bunch of loans. I don't know.
Is it like a President's Club type thing?
Yes, it's
like
what it's
Jim's
called.
Company does that.
It's called a President's Club.
Yeah, that's where we went last year when we went to Cabo.
Yep. So we're doing a trip to Cancun in February.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, end of February, first week of March. But I'm nervous because I've not left Quinn for more than a night.
How long will they, will the trip
be? It's like 5 nights.
That's awesome. Jim's is like 4 nights, I think.
Yeah.
Three or four nights.
It's like 5 nights. And it'll be fun and I'm excited, but I'm like, I'm really nervous to leave Quinn. I just don't know. I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I'm sure there will be a breakdown in my Miami Vice in the pool. Oh. You ever had a Miami Vice?
No.
Oh my God. It's like daiquiri mixed with pina colada.
What?
It's like a fancy Mexico drink.
I don't drink fancy drinks. I drink like beer normally and cider.
Okay.
But I went to that Harry Potter Yule Ball at 20 Mineral.
Yes. And you were Hermione and it was so good.
Thanks. They had a bunch of like Harry Potter themed liquor drinks.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm diving in 2 feet first here and I'm going to drink these. I got wasted.
I know, because you were hungover last Friday.
Not only was I hungover, I had to leave my car downtown. So when we woke up.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, this was a train wreck. Left my car downtown and Ubered home, which was like a $50 Uber ride.
Check, you got hungover from a Harry Potter Yule Ball.
Oh yeah, I had like 8 drinks.
I can't.
And then I wake up and Jim's like, hey, I'm leaving. I'm like, leaving where? You got to take me to my car. And he goes, what? I'm like, I Ubered home last night. And he's like, oh my God.
Well, at least you Ubered.
Yeah. So he apparently was doing this Toys for Tots thing at work. They had, I want to say, almost $2,000 raised, and they bought almost every toy you could buy at my
work. I love it. That's awesome.
And he wore this suit with Santa Claus all over it. And he's
nice.
Like, I'm Santa.
I'm between Santa.
So he got to go buy all these toys. Anyway, he's like, I have to do that at 8. I thought I told you. And I'm like, well, you need to take me and Greenlee to the car, because otherwise we're stuck here with no car.
Yeah.
So the compromise, I got Greenlee up, drove him to Meijer, mm-hmm. and he was with his coworkers. Then I drove downtown to come to our Christmas brunch thing.
Yeah.
Then I drove back to gym. We took Greenlee to daycare, and he drove me back downtown to get my car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Moms get wild at the
Harry Potter Yule Ball.
Harry Potter Yule Ball.
Dude, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It was wild.
The butterbeer was nuts.
Everybody had a wand and a cape, and where was Snape?
Yeah. There were wands everywhere. Oh, my God.
So, during the holidays, because I can't believe that it's like, what, less than 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I read this study that said the most stressful day of the holidays is December 18th. So 1 week before. So this coming Monday.
Oh, yeah. That I can see that.
Because you're 1 week before, and I get it. To holiday stress. I mean, the last episode of our podcast, we were ready to lose it. But do you and Jim do like a certain amount for gifts?
No.
No? So what do you do?
This is the problem with Jim's gift giving, and I always said this.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
He either goes big.
Yeah.
He goes crazy big. Like, I bought you a new laptop, babe. It's $2,000. Or.
I'm sorry, is Jim selling something in an infomercial? Why does he sound like that?
I don't know. Or he goes like ridiculously small. Like, I bought you this Yankee candle and a book.
Really?
Yes.
There's no middle ground?
No in between.
So it's either a grand or 20 bucks?
Yes, that's what he's like. And I don't understand why he can't just be like, buy a nice gift every year. Like,
yeah.
Why can't I be so in between?
What'd you get last year?
Last year, I got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Because he was making up for the year before where he did a really bad job.
Yeah.
Last year, a bunch of running clothes. He did more like a bunch of things that added up to a lot.
Okay.
Like, I got a bunch of new running clothes. I got a new pair of shoes, I think. Some perfume.
What do you get him?
What did I get him?
Or what do you, I guess, how much are you planning to spend on him this year? Does he listen to the podcast? Can you say
no,
what you're going to get him?
Listen.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to get him yet. I haven't decided.
How much do you usually spend on him?
A couple hundred bucks.
A couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Me too. I probably spent about like
150, 200.
150 bucks.
Yeah,
I think I spent
normally.
On Aaron.
Oh, I got him last year a Nintendo DS thing because he was going
nice.
On a lot of trips for work and he's into little games and
nice.
Likes that stuff. So
did
I got
he love
him.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
he was
awesome.
Into it.
So. I'm like really bad though. Like, if you get a gift that you don't like, can you fake it?
No.
Oh my God, we're so the same.
I can if it's family members that aren't Jim.
Yes.
But with Jim, I look at him like, really? Go back.
Oh, damn!
I don't say that. I just think it.
Okay, so last year, I got a new purse. I got I got like a Kate Spade purse. But it was...
That's awesome.
It was. It was very nice. My husband is pretty good at gifts.
Jim used to... See, that's another example. Jim would get me like a new Michael Kors bag or a Kate Spade bag.
Yeah.
Or I'd get a candle and a book.
Right. That's a tough differentiation.
Yeah.
That's tough. So Aaron gives it to me, but it was one of those purses that... And it was a black basic purse, which I'm very plain when it comes to those things. And I don't spend a lot of money on bags normally.
Right.
So it was a nice gift from him. Normally, I spend like 40 bucks online and be done with it. But this... purse, you know those handle purses that the handles stick up?
Yes. Yep.
Like, they don't go down. They're like sewn in to stick up.
They're like, yes, they're stiff.
I hate that.
Oh.
I don't like my handles to stick up. I want to throw it over like crossbody. I can't deal. Now, I don't expect my husband to know that.
Right.
I open a purse and I see stick up handles and I'm like, damn it. Because I was like, sweet, he got me a purse. Right. Damn it, he got me the wrong one. So I told him, I was like,
can I exchange it?
I asked him. I go, can I? I'm really sorry.
Jim wouldn't have cared. Did he care?
Oh, really? Aaron was like, I really thought I did good. You don't like it? And I like felt so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So the next day we took it back and I exchanged it for a crossbody bag. But still, like, I told him, I go, this is an expensive item.
I'm going to want to use it a lot.
Right. I've been carrying the purse I exchanged it for the last year now.
Right.
And that's the thing. I don't want to like be dishonest, but like you said, if it's my husband, I'm honest.
Same.
If it's my grandma and I get another shirt that cost $100 from a boutique, I'll fake it all day.
Yeah, exactly.
I have family members that like spend a lot of money on gifts, but they're always like, no.
No.
They're always like weird things from boutiques.
We don't do Christmas like that with our family. Like my mom and dad get me stuff. My sister and brother-in-law get me stuff. Jim does. But our extended family, we do like a Secret Santa drawing.
Yeah, we do that too.
There's so many of us. So yeah. I drew so-and-so and yeah.
And that's my other beef. I don't know if like maybe because Quinn's here or what. I'm done buying for adults. I'm mad about it. I'm spending over $1,000.
Oh yeah.
Buying for all the adults in our family. And when you ask somebody what they want for Christmas and they say booze, I want to kill them.
Oh yeah, I've never had anyone do that.
Okay, well, either way, I can't.
Family of alcoholics.
We're not getting into this. But I will tell you that was when I realized Christmas should be about kids. Christmas should be about
you
Santa coming.
You used to be so into the gifts.
I still am. I love buying presents for my family and my extended family and everything. But you know what? I've come to the point to realize, do you need more crap in your house?
No.
I don't need more clothes. I can afford
this
things.
This is a new Rachel because old Rachel was like presents.
That's until
Christmas.
People started asking me for things that I don't want to spend my money on.
Well, who are you buying? Do you just feel like this obligation to buy for people? Like I've never bought for anyone that wasn't my sister, my brother-in-law, my mom, my dad,
okay,
and Jim.
So
and then he buys for his brother.
Here's who all I buy for: my mom, my dad, my brother, his wife.
Yep.
I have an uncle that's the same age as me. He's like my brother. That's why I buy for him and his wife as well. That's six. My grandparents.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Grandparents.
I have like 7 grandparents I buy for.
I wouldn't buy for any grandparents.
That's just my side.
Why
then
do you
go
buy
to
for
Aaron's.
All your grandparents?
Because they always give me something.
So it doesn't mean you have to. They're grandpa.
Yeah.
Give them a nice card. With a.
Damn it, grandpa.
Why don't you give them a nice card with like a heartfelt note in it?
I guess I don't know. Now they're expecting it though.
Or like a nice picture of Quinn in a frame.
I actually did that for one of them this year. But I think that I'm done adding to the crap that's in your home. You don't need it. I don't need it. Like, let's get together. I went on a rant about this in the air yesterday. Let's get together and get drunk and play games and eat dinner. Like, let's just enjoy each other's company. Stop spending all this freaking money and let's give it to people that actually
need
it.
I didn't know anyone did that. I've never done.
Oh my God, Jackie, let me show you my Christmas list. You're gonna die. Like, it's on my phone. I have to keep notes.
Yeah, but I feel like you're making this bigger. Just don't do it.
But I have to.
No, you don't.
I can't not buy for my brother-in-laws.
Yes, you can.
You think?
Well,
look at this. This is my Christmas list.
Okay, so this is what we do. Jim's in charge of his brother.
Okay.
I'm in charge of my sister. It's his brother. He can buy for him.
Do you buy for your sister's husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just the two of them.
Right. Okay. So I have like more than one.
And he won't be there this year on Christmas. So I probably won't buy for him.
Oh, I'm really jealous.
Well, yeah. So I buy for my niece.
Yeah.
My mom and my dad.
But your niece, you should buy for her. She's a kid. It's
right.
Probably so much fun to see her open up her presents.
Yeah. But it's also like, there's another thing with that. I agree. But my sister goes above and beyond for Christmas. It's always her. It's her one of her favorites. She's like you about it.
Yeah.
And my niece gets so much stuff that I'm almost like, I'm spending money on this kid. She got every toy under the sun. She's going to be like, what does she need? She doesn't need anything.
Like how much stuff?
She's a lot.
Really? And
our family, we do what you want to do. We only buy for kids in my family.
Oh my God. For the love of baby Jesus, I want to do that.
One person and you do socks or a t-shirt that you think is funny or that you think represents them. And that's all you do.
That's amazing.
So like if I drew, like last year I drew my Aunt Rita. So she's got this puppy.
Aunt Rita.
Like
Aunt Rita, I don't know you, but Aunt you Rita sound listens. Like fun. She sounds like a
she
lot of fun.
She comments on her stuff all the time. I
Does
think
she?
Written back to her, not knowing she's my aunt.
Really?
Yeah.
She just the name me Aunt Rita just
Aunt
sounds
Rita's
fun.
She's yeah. fun. She has a cute dog. So I got her and her dog like these matching t-shirts that I thought were really fun.
Okay.
So like that's what we would do in our family.
God, I'm
like,
so
jealous. And otherwise, I have like 17 million cousins and six aunts.
I don't buy for cousins.
No.
No.
You buy for a ridiculous amount of people. All your grandparents?
Yeah, my family's just a little bit bigger, I think. It's tough. I do buy for all my grandparents.
My mom has six sisters.
Why would you buy for all your aunts, though?
Why would you buy for all your grandparents?
Because they're my grandparents.
They're my aunts.
Are aunts and grandparents on the same level?
I think so.
One's immediate, though.
How... Yeah, listen. My mom's sisters are as close to me as my grandparents.
Okay.
Well, my grandparents are all dead, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Last couple years, I've done this thing where I didn't do it this year, but I've teamed up with the Grand Rapids JCs and I've helped take these kids shopping that don't have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And this isn't supposed to be like a sad, I'm a wonderful human thing.
Wah.
That's not what this is supposed to be about.
Rachel, you're so good.
You're such a good person. No. Okay. So I used to do it and I used to really enjoy like taking these kids shopping.
Right.
But then I realized like they were asking for things for their parents. Ugh. Like I buy for my mom like a, you know, a Marc Jacobs new perfume.
Right.
You know, because like a perfume bottle is not that $50. But these kids, I ask them what they want to get their dad and I've got control of the money. Meijer allows $30 per kid to get the entire family something. And
$30?
Yes.
Oh.
So I asked these kids what they want. And one of them says, my dad works outside and he really needs some warm socks. His socks don't have holes in them. And I think to myself, my God, I'm buying my mother Marc Jacobs perfume.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, I am really struggling with the holidays this year. And I'm struggling with how things have been handled. And I told my parents that I don't want anything next year. I said, I'm done. I said, we need to not do this anymore. Like until we all have kids, like we buy for kids. That's how it should be. Adults don't need more.
Yeah, but this is so crazy because this is so opposite of you.
I know.
You were gifts. Like you were like, Christmas is gifts.
I love buying gifts for people and making people happy. But then what I've realized is this year, I'm stretching it so far of like trying to buy things to make people happy that it's stressing me out.
Right.
Like I just need
don't
to
do
cool it.
Like what's the worst that's going to happen? Grandma's going to say, Rachel didn't buy me a gift this year. She must not love me anymore.
I don't think she's going to think I don't love her anymore, but I do think she's going to be like, I can't believe she didn't get me anything. And that's
really,
I got some. Yeah.
You think it's because you guys set the precedent that you do give gifts? Cause I never have. So no
I come from a
that.
Family who sets a precedent of gifts.
We do, but you're a small family too. It's just your brother, your mom and dad. That's how my family, my sister and my mom and dad, and we just always bought for each other. Outside family was never.
Really?
Yeah. Always.
So like not significant others or anything like that?
I don't know if they're there on that day. We always look at it like that too. Like, are they, is so-and-so going to be at Christmas?
Oh, always be there because like my grandparents come from North Carolina and then David's my uncle. That's my age. He's basically my brother.
Right.
He comes from Indianapolis and then my brother comes from the east side of the state and we're all meeting in Grand Rapids this year.
We're almost always there. But like this year, Jason, my brother-in-law is a pilot. He won't be there. He has to fly.
Okay.
So I could wait and get him something after sale. There's something I think he needs.
Right.
No, it doesn't matter. Nor does he really care.
Nor does he care, right? And that's the thing. Like I asked myself,
but if he's gonna be there. I love Jason. He's my brother-in-law. His wife, my sister, carried a baby for us. I'm gonna buy the man a big gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last year we bought them a trip to Disney World.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We were so excited to give it to him that we were like shaking, like open it
now. I bet you were. I bet you were. But that's amazing. I mean, they gave you Greenlee.
Right.
That's incredible. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'm struggling with the holidays. So
want to know what I got my niece? I'm so excited.
I do. Tell me what you
got. I
got
her American Girl doll.
Okay.
So excited.
So those things are like crazy balls expensive, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they actually haven't gone up in price as much as I would have thought since we were kids. So
how much are they?
Okay, I'm gonna put this in perspective. I loved American Girl dolls when I was a kid.
So did I.
And I was a big reader, so I read all the books. And
you did, right?
Oh yeah. So Felicity, that's the one I had, the redhead.
Yes.
She's a Revolutionary War girl.
Oh my God, I know which one you're talking about.
I had that doll and all the books, and I loved it. When I was young, you had to order out of the catalog. There was no internet. It was in the 90s. They were $89.99. Very expensive.
Right.
Now they're $115.
Okay, so with inflation, that's probably right on par.
So $115. Yeah. When I went to go buy it, I thought, yeah, it's expensive. Don't get me wrong, it's a doll. But for considering when I was young, it was $89. Now it's $115. That doesn't seem, I was expecting it to be way more.
How old is your niece?
5.
She's 5. Oh my gosh, she's going to be so excited.
I hope so. I think she will too. My sister said not to get it because she's into Barbies right now, but I said no. Because I wanted one so bad, and my parents, they didn't have the money for that. So every year they said, well, maybe next year you'll get it. And every year I'd ask, I didn't get one until I was like in fourth, almost fifth grade. So I was a little old for dolls, but I was so obsessed with it that I didn't even care. I was like,
right. And I think that, like, when you think about it, I think your parents set the precedent for gifts too. Like, you talk about, you know, your parents, like you said, they didn't want to pay for it back then. Right. And like, my parents have always made gifts a big deal, bigger deal than they should be.
Right.
Like, way bigger deal. And I think about like Christmas as a kid, that ish was crazy.
We had really big Christmases, but as I'm looking back, they were really big and I don't want to downplay them. My parents did a really nice Christmas for us.
Yeah.
But my mom did a good job of like, I remember one year we each got a desk for our room because she found these cute desks.
Oh, nice.
So what she did was she wrapped all the things that would go with a desk, like a little Hello Kitty stapler and a, you know, pen set and crayons. And so we had all these presents on the tree, but a lot of them were dollar store stuff that went on our desk. So we
but you
didn't
were a
understand
kid. You
that.
Didn't care.
Yeah, we didn't care. And we didn't understand. We thought it was awesome.
Right.
So a lot of our huge Christmases, you'll look at photos in our photo albums and it's like, oh my God, you bought them the world. Well, I just tediously wrapped everything and made to make it more fun.
Right.
We were little. We just thought it was cool.
Right. You know, I think about it and like, when I was a kid, like I think we got like, my brother and I like got 8 presents a piece. Like,
we got at least that.
Easy.
If not more.
And that's so much. Have you heard of this thing that parents do? And feel free to send me an email if you do this. But I think that it's like something you want, something you need.
Yes.
Something grows on a tree. I don't remember. Something you can read. There's like a four rule
I've heard of
for gifts. And I think it's kind of an interesting thing because like my parents, you're a voracious reader. You like to read just like I do, but you read way more than I do. Like, especially with Quinn, I haven't had a whole lot of time to do it. But when you were a kid, like what made you read? Did you get books on Christmas?
Oh yeah.
You did. Well, I never did.
My dad loved going for coffee at Barnes & Noble and
sitting like, in the chairs to see that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loved it. And I think he still does it. When I was young, you know, it's always like, Jackie, you want to go do this? And it's no. I never want to hang out with him. Right.
Right.
Well, I would always go with him to Barnes & Noble, though, because he'd buy me a book. So I'd always go.
Oh,
yeah, I'll go. And so that's when
most of
my
books. Is that your dad's thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
He would sit and drink his coffee and I'd run around and look at books and go, can I get this?
Right.
This one.
I mean, I think every parent under the sun wants your kid to say, can I have a book?
Right.
What?
Right.
like when I was a kid, the books like I had to have were like Goosebumps and Strawberry Shortcake. But like as I grew up, I stopped caring about it. And if I read, it was because they were making me read the Chronicles of Narnia while I was in school. what was that? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, that's the Chronicles of Narnia.
Okay, do you remember? Have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit? The Chronicles of Narnia.
No. No, I have not.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Guess I'll have to look that one up.
That's why I call it that, because they made it into like this rap skit.
Oh my God.
Okay. Somebody's laughing, I hope.
So when you got your like 8 or 9 presents or whatever, was it stuff you needed or stuff you just wanted?
Like, no, I was so spoiled, Jackie, and I don't think I'll do that with Quinn. Like,
you were spoiled, but it was always 90% of what we got was stuff we needed. Like, my stocking would be socks, new socks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We'd get, my mom would stuff some candy in there. We'd get new socks, new toothbrushes, like, new like, things like that would be our stockings. Mm. And then our real presents, a lot of it was things we needed in undercover. Like, a bunch of, like, 2 new pairs of jeans. Realistically, I needed jeans. We only went shopping, back to school shopping.
We would get clothes, too, but not that much. Like, I remember one year, I'm the worst. I used to set an alarm in my room, and I would put a flashlight under my bed on Christmas Eve. And when that alarm went off, it was 3 o'clock in the morning I'd set it for. And I would get up and take the flashlight out there and go look at all the stuff Santa brought me.
Oh my God.
And one year, I'll never forget, I walked into the living room and there was a cage sitting in our living room. And my parents bought me a new hamster. Like that was, I got a hamster.
We got a hamster for Christmas once too.
Did you?
But hamsters, you know, are only 10 bucks.
Right. But
it was, either,
it was very cool. But then like other years I'd get up, I would do this alarm thing. I did it like four times and I get up and there'd be a bike out there or, I mean, which is a pretty good gift for a kid,
right.
But like I got a new stereo for my bedroom or something like that. Like when I
got that once,
when I got grounded as a child, they used to take my stereo away. Because I'm just like music obsessed.
You can't listen to the music.
You're not listening to the music. No new Boys to Men for you, honey.
We had a big, we had the big present every year. And that would be like the stereo,
right.
The bike. Then the rest was little things that 90% of the time we needed, but we didn't even think about it that way.
When you say that, I think my parents did that too. So they're like, I'd have a bunch of little crap and then I'd have one big one.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was usually the bike or the hamster or whatever. But what do you think about pets for a gift?
I got my niece a cat one year.
You did not.
Yeah, I got her a kitten.
Did she flip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I want somebody to buy me a kitten.
She was like, what is it? And I was like, it's moving. I don't know. You should look in the box. And then she was like almost so overwhelmed. She didn't even talk. She was like, I don't get it. Like, she didn't understand. Like, this is your kitten.
Oh, my God. If somebody gave me a cat for Christmas, I would cry.
Yeah.
Like, I would
really
literally cry. Like, even now as an adult.
Her name's Daphne.
Is Daphne still with us?
Yeah.
Good.
It was just like a year ago, two years ago.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, she's only five.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good point. What did you tell your sister you were bringing a cat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to ask her first. I wasn't going to get my animal.
Are you like super Aunt Jackie?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is Jim's like, we set this precedent where first year we got her a freaking cat.
Yeah.
Second year we bought her a trip to Disney World.
Oh, my God,
we
this poor child. One
Jim
day you're going to buy her a shirt. Yeah, she's going to be like, F you, Aunt Jackie.
Jim's like, do we need to like have a talk with, well, Greenlee's here now.
Right.
We can't pay this off the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
No, but they understand. They don't care. They don't expect that stuff. We just, the Disney thing was like this. They were already going to Florida.
Right.
And she had made a comment how we really want to take Sylvia to Disney World, but my God, it's expensive, and she's four.
It's like $150 to get in that park.
But $150 a person.
Yeah.
And even four-year-olds, it was like $90.
Stupid.
So she's like, we'd be spending $500 just to go for like a day.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just can't spend $500. So Jim's like, they did a lot for us, obviously. We have an extra $500. We'll buy them park passes.
That's
amazing. That's really all we did was buy them park passes. And then we bought a Disney gift card with another like $500 on it or something like that.
That's
I don't remember.
So awesome.
So they could get a hotel or do what they wanted or buy gifts, you know, and actually enjoy like food and not have to feel like they're on a budget. Like we'll go eat at the McDonald's across the street from the entry.
Right.
You know?
And that's kind of how I feel about the holidays. So you did all that. It's all kind of about the experience.
Right.
I personally, if somebody said, what's like the one thing you could get that you would love to have? I want an experience. You know what I want? A two-night stay up north. Or I'd like to go. I've never been to Vegas. Let's go to Vegas for the holidays.
That'd be fun.
You know, let's do something like that. My girlfriend's got four kids on Christmas Day this year. Here in a couple weeks. She's so excited. She's surprising them all and taking them to Disney. All four of the freaking kids.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
They're going to wake up on Christmas morning. There'll be like one present for each of them.
And they're
something
like,
small. And they're going to be really confused. And she's going to tell them to get in the car because they're going to the airport and going to Disney World.
Holy
I
crap.
I know.
That's
and
awesome.
I just think that that is so amazing. And I can't wait to do that stuff with Quinn.
We spent Christmas at Disney World when I was in fourth grade.
You did?
Yep, we had a vacation with my aunt and uncle, my mom and dad, and me and my sister, and we went to Disney World, and it was so fun. We had loved Disney World, but we were in Disney on Christmas, and my mom had told us over and over again, Santa brought presents, but they're at our house waiting for you, because she was like, we're not going to have a bunch of presents for them
on
Christmas. So we were like, okay. So she kept saying it over and over again, Santa left me money to take you to Disney World. So Santa
is very generous.
My mom is very smart, and so they had already wrapped, like, three gifts each at the house. When we got home from Disney World, like it was like New Year's, like right around New Year's, it was all, we had a couple presents already there. Like Santa did come.
Right.
But I remember Disney does a good job on Christmas. So Christmas, they had the Christmas Day Parade, which is really cool.
You
really
saw the Christmas Day Parade?
Yeah, we were there in Disney World.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. But I was in fourth grade. So I was also like,
but still, I was in fourth grade when I went to Disney too.
I want to go on rides. I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't care about a freaking parade.
Yeah, your attention span's really short.
Right.
And they didn't have Disney Channel and the things they did, but you had to pay a lot of money for it when we were little. So it wasn't quite the same experience in the sense that you don't see it on TV every day. They're not the Disney Channel movies and stars.
Right.
It was just basic Disney. Cinderella, Snow White, you know what I mean?
That's what it was when I went to.
Yeah.
You and I went the same year because we're the same age and I went in fourth grade as well.
Yeah, so it was the same time. Well, Disney on Christmas Eve puts like a bunch of stuff on your door for the kids that are in the room because you write down like who's staying in your room.
Right.
So they gave us these stockings full of candies and little trinket toys that we thought were so cool.
Yeah.
Santa came and brought us these. Like, it was just fun.
That
was a cool experience.
I just think that you tell that story and you were in fourth grade and you still remember like getting all those little things.
Right.
And like, I don't know. I just feel like for kids, like, yes, getting gifts is amazing, but like, I don't know, I'm at the risk of sounding so sappy and lame. Like, listen to you talk about your family memory. Like, that's a big deal to me.
Right.
And
it's just it's mostly funny because I wish I could go back and find recordings of you and your freaking gift obsession.
I know. Last Christmas.
Like, you're
last Christmas. I was all like, I gotta buy this.
And you love gift. Well, and you've already talked about how much you bought Quinn, how much you want to buy Quinn. And she's only not even 1 year old.
And I have only bought her one thing.
You changed your mind?
I have not gone crazy with it at all. I have fully changed my mind from you and I talking 2 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got her one thing that's under the tree right now. It's a Tagalong Tunes. It was on the list of like best gifts for 5 months old or whatever. But like, I don't know. I just don't think I want her.
The thing is this is the mistake I made. I didn't spend a bunch of money, but I got her like four things, I'll say.
Yeah.
But then you forget all your family's going to buy her presents.
Well, that's kind of how I'm thinking too. Exactly. My mom's already like, oh, I know what I'm going to get Quinn. I'm like, well, she's only getting a couple things from me.
And here's the other thing. You're all excited because it's her first Christmas. You're going to open presents. She's oblivious and doesn't care.
No, but I'll have pictures.
Even opening the wrapping, she's like, she doesn't want to do it. She wants to crawl away.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit, I took pictures. I was all excited. Womp, womp. Because she does not care.
Right.
Like, she doesn't even get what's going on. She's a baby.
Do you think Greenlee's going to be like this year?
She's still not going to get what's going on, but it'll be more fun because
she'll be excited and she can open a box. I mean, she can open
it. She can, but she still won't understand it's a present for her.
No, but does she get excited if she gets a new toy?
No.
No?
She'd care less about toys.
Aw, what does she like?
My sister told me that kicks in more like 2-3 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she still doesn't get it.
Man, next Christmas, it's going to be the wheelhouse for you.
When they're 1 years old, they still don't get that a toy is theirs. Everything is theirs. Their world is very small.
Right.
So she'll grab these headphones and go, mine, because she wants to play with it. But she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving you these. Like, that. It doesn't. They don't have that comprehension yet.
Right, no.
So she just doesn't get that kind of stuff. So, like, knowing that makes it a little less fun. But we're going to get her a couple things. I think we're going to get her 2 things. And then my mom probably got her 3 things. My sister got her 2 things.
Do you get her actual toys?
Yeah, we're getting her a toy slide, like one of those little slides.
Oh, my God. Those things are fun.
She'll go on those,
yeah.
Like, if we go to gymnastics, they have one of those little stupid, like, the orange and blue slide.
She loves it.
For like an hour. She'll climb up, slide down, climb up, slide down, climb up.
For like an hour.
So we're not even going to wrap it. I think we're going to put a bow on it. So that way, because she won't, if she unwraps, it'll be in a box and she won't get it.
But right.
We feel like if she sees it, she'll go, and then run out and want to go on the slide. And then at least
that's
we'll get
a good
some
idea.
Joy out of watching her be excited.
Yes. Well, next winter, you're going to be like in the wheelhouse for Santa and everything.
I feel like, next winter when she's like, because she'll be talking way more by 2.5.
Yeah.
Then it'll be more fun.
Right.
It's still fun now. But it's still that, like, she just doesn't get it.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Hard to explain. Like, I was so excited last year for her first Christmas. And
yeah.
It wasn't a letdown, but it was just like, I remember halfway through, she was ready for a nap and wanted a bottle. And I was like, so I'm sitting on the couch thinking you're a
Literally,
bottle.
Literally, Greenlee was the age last year that Quinn is now.
So, like, halfway, like, we're all opening presents and drinking coffee, and she's drinking a bottle. I remember thinking, but Sylvia was, like, opening all our presents. And I remember thinking, oh, this really... Everyone was right. I shouldn't have bought her all this stuff.
Oh,
because she's just sitting here drinking this bottle.
But you'll still tell her that story about how you bought her all this stuff for first Christmas. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, I know she's not going to remember it, but like, I'll remember it. It's her first Christmas. We still have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but like, I just think that I know this is crazy, but like, as I get older, I think that I'm not going to go nuts for the holidays like I have in the past. This is a big revelation for me.
I bet you probably go nuts on her. Because the older she gets, the more you're like, oh,
I know, but I don't want to make her materialistic driven.
But I don't feel like, here's my mom's and dad's thing was, they would go nuts on Christmas, but that was what Christmas was.
Yeah.
Like, you can wait till Christmas if you want that.
Oh.
I didn't get stuff.
For like your birthday?
One thing. We each got, you get one thing on your birthday. We didn't even do birthday parties.
You didn't do parties for your birthday?
When I was real little, we would do like a roller skating party or a bowling party, but not anything big. And we never, like I had a handful of birthday parties, but we didn't do much.
Oh,
birthdays were, well, I'll go to dinner and you get one present.
Yeah.
And maybe they like to teach us to give to each other. So my mom might be like, Danny, what do you want to go get your sister and make her buy me something? But that was it. We didn't do like birthdays weren't all on.
I feel like your parents did it right. Like, when you're telling me about this, I feel like they so, knocked like, it out of the park.
Christmas was big, but, like, I didn't just go, like, we didn't go on Tuesday to the mall and be like, I want that, and get it. That,
yeah.
Like, oh, well, no, it's not back to school. You don't get clothes yet.
Right.
Oh, okay. When I got older, my mom kind of changed on that, like, a little bit, because she was always wanting to make sure I felt like I fit in. And mm-hmm. So if I came home and said, Mom, everyone's wearing Abercrombie, and I don't own any Abercrombie, she'd say, we can go buy you one shirt and a pair of jeans. You know, because she wanted right. to make sure I felt like I
included.
Like, was included.
I remember those Abercrombie days.
Oh, yeah.
I have like two pictures, my school picture. I was in an Abercrombie shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And the one that just said it in like great big bull print.
And that's all I got.
Yeah,
and
just
it was,
that.
But I
had an army green
thing.
One. I wore the living crap out of it.
Army, like, right. orange.
I had these khakis from Abercrombie, too. This is so off topic. But they were, I think I got them for Christmas, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they were khakis, but they had, like, the big pockets on them.
Oh,
and
I
they
had
were
those.
Tight and flared.
I love
they
those
They had a
things.
Velcro button on the top. Did you have them, too?
I think I had these exactly.
Okay, so
I worked there for years.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I wore
my
mine
first job.
So much that one time I was in the lunch line, and I dropped an apple on the floor.
No.
And I squatted down to get it. My Abercrombie pants ripped right up the crack,
no!
and my purple leopard underwear was hanging out.
What'd you
for
do?
For all the world to see.
What'd you do?
I was mortified. I had a sweater that day, so I tied it around my waist. You couldn't see my butt. And then I had to go to the office. My mom had to come get me because I literally, my underwear was hanging out of my pants.
You had.
But
you
like,
need help.
You know those pants are like $75.
Oh, yeah.
And they're ripping up the crack.
Oh,
my
yeah.
pudgy ass,
they
though. Probably
those
didn't
pants.
Fit.
So thin.
Right.
The denim was so thin and they had holes all over them.
When you like wear your pants now, do you feel like if you do you have jeggings? Like
oh, yeah.
stretch. I love my
jeggings.
Me too. Jeggings are
I
life.
I own jeans.
Literally the greatest creation
do
from
they
God.
Sell jeans that aren't stretching material anymore?
I don't know.
I
man.
Haven't seen any
I live
in, a long
in jeggings.
Time.
I'm in jeggings right now. But do you feel like after you wear them in a while,
they stretch out?
Well, they stretch out and I know you're a runner leg, so you may be a little bit different, but my thighs touch, so they get real worn in the crotch.
My crotch doesn't get warm, but my calves, the seam along my calves.
Oh, really?
It starts to split because my calves are way too big.
They're not way too big. They're muscular.
They're huge.
You're just strong.
Getting tight pants on is a B.
My thighs touching have nothing to do with me being strong and making the holes there.
You get a hole in your crotch?
No, like, okay, hold on. I got you. Stand up. I'll show you. Like right here, where like at the top of my thighs, below my vagine, right here where that touches.
Okay.
Yeah. If I go walking all day and after like 6 months I've got like holes there.
Oh.
My favorite pants have holes in the crotch and I'm devastated by it.
Okay, that sucks. No, I do
yes.
not. I haven't had that.
So I'm just flying out of my chair.
Yeah. You should see her. She's trying to get in her chair twice and every time she does the chair flies out from under her butt.
That's because I took my shoes off and now I'm slipping all over.
Do you do that often? Oh, actually, does Ken do that? I gotta ask
what?
You. That with the chair, does it accidentally slide back?
I don't know. Why?
This is a funny story.
What?
We're doing construction in this building, right?
Yes, constant construction.
And they came in and they said, we don't think it's you, but someone keeps getting out of that chair. And when they do, it goes, slides out from under their butt and goes.
It's hitting the wall.
Hitting the wall.
And, oh, Kenny boy.
We've drywalled that spot.
About, stop it. Yeah.
Goes, about 10 times. But every day we come back and it's the hole's back. Like the little the seam hole. And he goes,
oh my God, I can't wait to call
so
Ken out on the air for this.
They put a piece of tape over it that said, don't hit with this. Because they just needed to wait for that drywall to dry all the way.
Oh my
and
God.
And paint it over before it could get touched again.
That's hilarious.
And so they said, I don't think it's you. I'm like, well, there's only one other person that's in this chair. So it's either me or him. And now I'm constantly like, when I get out of the chair, I'm like, did I
hit the wall? Did I put a hole in the drywall?
I've not caught myself hit the wall yet.
Right.
I don't know. So now I'm curious if Ken hits the wall.
It's got to be Ken. I don't sit over here normally.
No, it's not you. I know it's not
right.
you. But that's what I'm asking. It's either me or Ken. And it might be me. And maybe I'm oblivious to it.
I will ask Ken tomorrow.
But he's going to be like me, though. He's going to be like, I don't do that. But he very well might do that. So instead, you need to watch him. Watch
okay.
him get out of the chair. And when he gets out, notice if it slides out from under his belt like this.
I think
like
he that. Does do that, dude.
Because if he does, then that's what's going on.
That could be it.
And it's done now because it's painted and that's why the tape is gone.
Okay. Well, now that we're far enough off topic, are you ready for a little FMK?
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
Okay. So I figure
theme?
We should do girls this time.
Can we do Christmas theme?
Christmas theme? Okay. I'm not sure what you mean, but.
Like a holiday themed. Like Jack Frost, Santa Claus. And
okay. Frosty?
Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
Can
Wait,
we do that?
Jack Frost, like as in Michael Keaton from the movie?
I don't know. I just made Jack Frost off. Let's think of other ones. The Grinch? No. We'll obviously kill him.
Right. Okay.
Hold on.
I like the holiday theme.
I like the holiday theme. Where am I going with this? Where am I going?
Okay. Let's do Frosty the Snowman. No? Happy birthday!
Actually, yes, because I know what I would do with this one.
You do?
Okay.
Santa, Frosty. We could do the Grinch. The Grinch is kind of funny.
All right, deal.
Okay. And you're up because you came up with it.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my word.
I guess I'm going to kill Frosty. I'm changing my whole plan.
You're killing Frosty?
I'm killing Frosty.
Happy birthday. That's my favorite thing.
I'm marrying Santa because he's Santa.
Because he's Santa, duh.
And I guess I'm hooking up with the Grinch.
You're hooking up with the... Okay.
Be a wild ride.
Yeah. Be covered in green.
Green fur everywhere. Bestiality.
Okay. Whoa.
I mean, what is the Grinch?
I don't know what the Grinch is.
I don't either.
Is he an animal? No, he's like a furry person.
All
from
I know,
Whoville.
All I know is it's going to be weird.
It's going to be
any of those.
It's got those long furry
any
fingers.
Of those choices would be weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay. I actually think I'm going to go to the same route. I think I'm going to kill Frosty, and the reason is because I think the Grinch is funny. He's entertaining. He's witty. He's got a lot to tell me, you know. So I'm gonna hook
make
up with the Grinch, and you got to marry Santa because it's Santa. You get a life full of belly laughs forever.
The thing is, I originally thought I could marry Frosty, and I'm only going to see him once a year because he comes back when it's cold.
It's a good point in the summertime.
I had to deal with his ass whining about spending money because he's going to be gone until winter.
I don't have to deal with that frosty ass.
He'll come back and say, happy birthday. And I'll go, oh, great, my husband's back. And then, sure, as quick as he came, he's gone again.
Oh, my God.
And I'm back to, like, living the life.
And there you have it. So with us coming up on the holidays, we are going to take a couple weeks from the podcast. I know that we were off last week.
I know. And last week was a complete accident.
Yeah.
It was
Jackie
just kind of
and
bad timing.
We had way too much going on as far as work and kids went that we just needed a break. So we took it on Wednesday. But with the holidays coming up, we're going to take off the next couple weeks. Enjoy it with your family. Enjoy the holidays. And feel free to send us messages. We love to hear from you. But you're getting ready to go on a cruise too, right?
Dude, I'm going on a cruise and I'm going to be living it up.
Yes. And I'm going to be off from Christmas to New Year's, but we will have an episode in between before Jackie leaves for her
we'll
cruise.
Yeah, we'll recap New Year's and Christmas.
After the new year. But happy holidays. Have a wonderful Christmas with your family. And that's all I got.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2018.
Oh my God.
My God, how old are we?
Talk to you in 2018.